Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to The Backyard. This is your host, Margaret Marshall, and I want to welcome you tonight on our final show of the year, and what a year it's been. First of all, I want to apologize. I've been live for the past 2 weeks, and I missed you all, as we say here in the South. And for our new listeners, I am physically located in the south of the United States, right here in Atlanta, Georgia, where it's very cold tonight. We're having a real nip in the air. I mean, we expect to go below freezing if we're not there already. However, it's always warm in the backyard. And I am inside and very warm and just excited to be sharing this last evening of the year with you. So I want to welcome all our callers on the board and those listening online, and to apologize again to the ones online for not being able to interact with you. But all of that is going to be fixed next year. So I promise you I'll either be having someone that will be doing that for me, or I'd better learn to do it myself. We have to multitask. So again, welcome to The Backyard. And for the listeners online, if you want to join the Labrish tonight, you can do so by dialing in on 718-766-4558. So as we start the show tonight, I want to thank you all for being so loyal. We are approaching our 6,000 download, and I know that don't sound like a big number to a lot of people, but to me, because this is my passion to continue to celebrate, enlighten, and preserve the rich culture of Jamaica, or the Jamaica we knew when we grew up there, it is very exciting. I am very, very honored to know that people are enjoying the show and perhaps telling their friends, and they are downloading the show or listening even at a later date. I know I have a little challenge sometimes with having my listeners on the board raise their hands and join the Labrish, but I don't mind that at all. Just the fact that they're here warms my heart. So tonight, if you got my promo, you'll see what we're going to be talking about is what we remember about growing up in Jamaica when it was New Year's Eve night. What did you do? Now, I don't remember a lot about it because for those of you who don't know, I'm sure I say it so many times that everybody should know already that I'm a senior. And in 3 months, just 3 months, I'm going to be celebrating my 75th birthday. So I am very, very thrilled that I'm able to remember Number one, although I don't remember a lot sometimes, can't find my keys, don't remember where I put my pocketbook, and things like that. However, I do still have some memories of what life was like in Jamaica when I was growing up. And incidentally, I just mentioned to someone today that I've lived here in Georgia longer than I've lived anywhere else in my life, not even in Jamaica. But it's funny, I remember a lot more about Jamaica than I even know about Georgia. And I must tell you that since I've been doing the show, I've discovered so many wonderful things, just wonderful things that I didn't know about before, about my beautiful island of Jamaica. So I will continue to celebrate it as long as I possibly can. And of course, I want to encourage you to try and help me with the memories. So for those of you who are on the board tonight, please join the Labrish. So I want to start off, as a lot of you know, in Jamaica, our main, what I remember most about Jamaica is just how musical we are. Even from the way we speak or used to, and I still now. I mean, if you listen to a lot of people from other cultures, their speech sounds like a straight line flat. With us, it's up and down, and it's like sing-song. But the music that I remember from Jamaica was so diversified, just like the people. When I was growing up in the 40s and 50s, we had not just Caribbean music, but I remember we used to play a lot of, I think, country music, too. Country music was popular. I remember a lot of the old-time country singers, and we used to feature a lot. I remember one show was Cruising Down the River on a Sunday afternoon. I remember from ZQI to RJR. So what I remember about Jamaica on New Year's Eve is Watch Night Service. And it took me a little while to remember whether Watch Night was Easter or Christmas. Then today I got an email from someone inviting me to a Watch Night Service, and I said, bingo, it used to be New Year's Eve. We would go to church. I don't know what we were watching for, though. Can't remember that. So if any of them, why was it called Watch Night Service? I suppose we were watching for the new year to come in. I would like to know if anyone knows how it got that name. Why did we call it Watch Night? And I'm always filled in by someone on the board, so I'm expecting to raise a hand in a minute, because I see we have callers from 516 and from 973. So the old lady needs help tonight. So why did we call the services in Jamaica? I'm still think they're still having them and calling them that, but the Watch Night Service, how did that originate? Now, I did do some research on different things, you know, from different cultures that I'm going to share with you. Hopefully you'll find it interesting. But, and of course, tomorrow night is the big night for New Year's resolutions. Now, I don't remember that in Jamaica. I don't remember if we did that, if that was very big, you know, in the 50s, 40s and 50s. I don't remember. So, of course, I'm looking for some help from my callers. So please raise your hands if you can trigger, get in down memory lane and trigger some of that memory and help me out here. But I also, I don't know if the Catholics, where's my Catholic person from the Bronx? He's not on the board yet. I hope he'll come in and help me out here. I know they went to church on Christmas Eve, I think, and that's why he was never at the Christmas market on Christmas morning, but I'm not sure about New Year's Eve night, if the Catholics have a special mass, midnight mass. So, again, I'm waiting for someone to raise their hands that's listening to the call. And if you're listening online, please remember that you have to dial 718-766-4558. And at this point, I'd like to welcome again, tell you you're listening to Backyard Labrish on Blog Talk Radio. And we do have a website. It's www.backyardlabrish.com. And the whole concept and the whole idea here is for people in the diaspora to leave a living memory of growing up in Jamaica. I think that, like the rest of the world, Jamaica has changed a lot. I suppose that there are lots of things in the culture that remains the same, but so much has changed. And it is important, I think, for people who have lived through a period, now that we have all this neat technology of being able to be archived, so that people can come way after us and listen and learn from us. I call it living memories. And I see we have a Skyper in who has a raised hand. So I'm going to open the board to whoever is using Skype. And in a minute, the mic will be open. Hello, your Hello. Mic is open. Who do I have? Hello?
Yeah, you have Hard Knock.
Who do I have?
Hard Knock.
Oh, where are you calling from?
North Carolina.
Oh, well, welcome to the Backyard Labrish. What would you like to share with us tonight about New Year's Eve? Would you like to share something with us? Is that why you have a raised hand? Oh, I guess not. Well, what I started to say is, well, I suppose they got cold feet. They raised their hands, but they got cold feet, so they're not talking. So, what I wanted, we shared a lot about what went on at Christmas, and a lot of our callers had different things that went on in their houses. I remember sharing how I remember during the Christmas holidays, it seemed to me like the entire island had a different aroma because there was, with a mixture of the rum cake and the sorrel and the all the cooking, especially the ham, you know, that just from house to house, it oozed out in the street and the wind would take it. Now, I remember a lot about New Year's Eve, and I don't know why, but I do want to share with you a little research that I've done about New Year's, how New Year's Eve actually came about and how it's celebrated in different parts of the world. For instance, I would like to tell you that the some of the modern practices even now is really, really different from what used to happen long ago. So, you know, Jamaica is not the only place that things are changing or things are different, but it really is different all parts of the world. So let me start by telling you that on New Year's Day, this is a global good luck tradition from different parts of the world. Now, on New Year's Day in Australia, the suckling pig is the symbol of good luck for the new year. It's served on a table decorated with tiny edible pigs. I don't know how you can have tiny edible pigs. I suppose just little must be the baby pigs. Now, dessert often consists of green peppermint ice cream in the shape of a four-leaf clover. And that's what happens in Australia. Now, you know what we do with the pig in Jamaica. We jerk it. But I don't remember if we did it whole. We don't do the whole pig, do we? Help me out here, callers. Because remember, I tell you, I don't remember a lot of things. I see my Skyper has called back in, and if you would like to join the Labrish at any time, please hit 1 on your telephone, and that will signal to me that you would like me to open the mic because you have a comment or you want to help me out here with what I'm trying to talk about. For the Jamaicans, you know that a Labrish is a conversation, a casual conversation, And thank heavens, I see 718 is ready to talk. So your mic is going to be open in a minute. Hello, who do I have at 718-379?
It's Lay from the Bronx.
Oh, you're there. Well, Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to you.
Oh, well, thank you. I was wondering what the Catholics do on New Year's Eve. Can you fill me in?
Well, it's almost like Christmas. And in most cases, it's what we call a holiday of obligation. So you have to go to Mass as well. And we have a midnight Mass.
Oh,
just like Christmas.
Oh, so let me ask you something. Is it called Watch Night?
Well, no. Some people call it Watch Night because, you know, that's what everybody else calls it. But we don't particularly call it Watch Night. I know the Anglicans do. Jamaican Anglicans call it Watch Night. And it's not known to us as Watch Night, but some people do because, you know, everybody has friends that go to Watch Night services.
Mm-hmm.
And people in my household did that who were not Catholics.
So let me ask you something. The Watch Night terminology just meant they were watching for the new year, or it had some other significance?
Well, I don't know exactly what the connotation is, but sure, it's looking forward to the new year, and you're doing it religiously. So, I mean, you call it Watch Night.
I got you.
You know.
Okay.
But I'm sure it may have other reasons for calling it that.
Mm-hmm.
Because not only I'm told it's, where you have organized religions, even in Australia, a friend of mine lived in Australia, can't return to Jamaica, and I met him. And he refers to it as Watch Night, and he's not even halfway religious.
Oh, so apparently they call it Watch Night, that particular service, in other parts of the world.
Yes, and if I'm not mistaken, we don't, from a religious point of view and a Catholic point of view, we don't have some people have the Watch Night service, and that's it. And some people continue through the morning.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like 3 to 6, that kind, those kinds of hours to have Watch Night. It sort of varies. And I don't really know what the significance is as we try to dissect the issue.
Right, right. Well, you know, I'm just like Curious George. The kids have that curious.
And just on another subject, on the pig, I just got on when you were saying that we jerk it. I mean, when I was growing up, we didn't jerk anything.
What you did?
But people, friends of mine, order a suckling pig.
Oh,
I
don't remember that.
A whole pig. You know.
Yeah, well, they do it in Australia.
Yeah, well,
it's a symbol of good luck.
Yes.
The pig hole?
Yes, the whole pig.
Ah.
And we would go, this is New Year's Day now, and we go to a feast. They do a whole pig.
Right, right.
Yeah.
Well, I suppose I just can't remember that part of it. But you know, sometimes my brain is not that good.
Well, you know, I'm sure that they have different way of bringing in the New Year's. As far as food go, I remember when we would have a feast on New Year's Day,
mm-hmm.
it was everything.
Yeah.
You mean all the way down the line, everything was on display, and you eat it. You know, and most people would have. I wouldn't say most people, but some people, the more influential people, have an open house.
Right, right. I know that. But I can't remember seeing the whole pig in Jamaica. I can't remember seeing that. Perhaps, you know, as I said, or my memory don't go back that far.
Yeah.
But I'm glad that you filled me in on that. But do you know anything about the tradition of the resolutions? Not necessarily. Did we have a lot of that in Jamaica, making a New Year's resolution?
Yes. I sort of recall on the radio. Radio is more our thing.
Well, it was our only thing. We didn't have TV.
That's true. that there was always a New Year's resolution program, so to speak.
I don't remember that.
Yeah, and they would, I suppose, select guests, especially the politicians, who would come up with something.
But
the New Year's resolution thing was, and even as kids, our parents would encourage us to do something in the coming year, something that would be, I wouldn't go so far as to say a wayward child or a bad child. I don't know how to put it. But you know, you strive for something better in the new year.
Right.
I mean, and that is in the simplest sense.
Right. I know what you mean. Which is really all about what a resolution is about. But of course, let me just give you a little tidbit here that I found out. The tradition of the New Year's resolution goes all the way back to 153 BC. 153 B.C.
Now, that's a little early.
All right. Tanus, T-A-N-U-S, a mystical king of early Rome, was placed at the head of the calendar. With two faces, Janus could look back on past events and forward to the future. Janus became the ancient symbol of resolutions, and many Romans looked for forgiveness from their enemies and also exchanged gifts before the beginning of each year.
Wow.
I never had no clue it went back that far. But we're talking about far.
Okay.
Now, the new year has not always begun on January 1,
right.
And it doesn't begin in that date everywhere today. It begins on that date only for cultures that use a 365-day calendar. So a solar calendar, January 1, became the beginning of the first year in 46 BC with Julius Caesar. Julius Caesar developed a calendar that would more accurately reflect the seasons that previous calendars had. The Romans named the first month of the year after Janus, the same king, mystical king person. He was the god of beginnings and the guardian of doors and entrances. He was always depicted with two faces, one on the front of his head and one on the back. Thus, he could look backwards and forwards at the same time. Midnight on December 31st, the Romans imagined Janus looking back at the old year and forward to the new one. I mean, that is really ancient history, isn't it?
Well, you know, you have such a thing as mythology, and About that time, it was rampant. The Greeks and the Romans were paramount in mythology.
Right, right. But until I did this research, I had no idea that it went back that far.
Yeah, and then, of course, you're talking about the formation of the Roman calendar.
Right, right, definitely. In the Middle Ages, Christians changed New Year's Day to December 25th.
I was just about to say that, too. Huh? The popes got involved, and, you know, I haven't looked at this part of mythology for a while, but I remember that the popes were involved, you know.
Right. So first it was December 25th.
Yeah.
Then they changed it to March 25th, a holiday called Annunciation.
Annunciation.
Right?
Yeah.
In the 16th century, Pope Gregory.
Yes, that's the one I was about to.
Julian calendar.
Uh-huh.
And the celebration of the New Year's was returned to January 1.
Right. And that's the one we are still on, the Julian calendar.
That's right. So all of that is all man-made.
Yeah. And, of course, the concept of the leap year came into focus as well right about that time.
Mm-hmm.
Adding
mm-hmm,
one.
I see.
Yeah.
Mm. That's why I suppose the Chinese have a different calendar from us.
Yeah, definitely.
Mm-hmm. So, now, although the date of New Year's Day is not the same in every culture. It is always a time of celebration and for customs to ensure good luck in the coming year. So regardless of who's celebrating the New Year is what they're saying.
Yes.
Oh, the custom is always the same. You know, it's for good luck in the coming year. So cultures are always doing and have always done special things that they believe will bring good luck in the coming year. But I want someone on the board, if not you, Lei. I know that this practice was done, but I can't remember when. And just for my interest, plus the interest of the next generation, I hope one of the oldies like me can remember what I'm talking about. There was a day. I don't remember if it's Good Friday or if it had anything to do with Christmas or the holidays. But there was a tradition in Jamaica where you would break an egg into a glass, put it out in the sun, and as the sun, you know, went from morning till night or late in the evening, it would cause the egg in the glass to expand and take on some sort of shape. And then, supposedly, you would look into the glass, and it would, depending on the formation in the glass, you could, I suppose, figure out whether it's an airplane and you are going to go on a flight, a boat and you are going to go on a boat, or whatever. But I remember it being done, but I can't remember what it is.
I vaguely remember something like that, but...
Do you? Well, hallelujah,
well,
I'm not going crazy.
Right, I say vaguely, because it would be the sort of thing that I particularly would not pay any attention to, because it's things like that are against my religion. I you know, it's kind of, it borders on superstition, so we're not supposed to go there.
Well, I remember one of my aunts doing it.
All right,
One of my aunts doing it. And
I didn't want to go so far as to say I think that my grandmother did something similar, but I don't want to go there.
Well, listen, I can tell that, speak the truth or speak it ever. Cost it what it will. But one of my aunts do it. I won't call which aunt name, but I remember it looked like a plane. And believe you me, I know she flew to America, not here. But I can't remember when. And if anybody on the board knows what day it is, it used to be in Jamaica. I don't know if they're still doing it. Where you put an egg in the water and sun bring you a shape of your future, please put up your hands and let me know, because inquiring minds want to know. And this old lady, now I know. Thank you for confirming my famous fan from the Bronx, home of the Yankees, that I am not going crazy, because I remember that distinctly. But what I can't remember is what day it was. I don't think it was New Year's Eve, but, you know, I'm not sure at this point. I think it's more like Good Friday, but that's another show. But isn't that something?
Yeah, you know, you live and learn.
It's research.
And, you know, there's different traditions, folklores, and old, what do you call it, old
wives'
tales? Wives' tales that come up all the time, and people start believing these things.
Right. Well, you know, one thing I know, it was fun. Watching the, I see a hand from a Skyper up, so let's hope they can shed some light on our mystery. Whoever is, I have two people Skyping in, but the mic is open for the person who hit one on their keypad to let me know that they want to interact. So welcome to the Labrish. This is Margaret from Atlanta and Leigh from the Bronx. Who do I have here?
Hi, Margaret. Am I coming through?
Yes, you are. Loud and clear. You're Skyping in.
Yes. I remember what you just said.
But oh, you do?
Yes. Sometimes it would come out like a ship.
Uh-huh.
You know, and whatever you would see in the glass, they would say that it would come to pass.
Your future. You remember what day we did it?
I can't remember. I thought it was like any time. I wasn't sure of the...
No, I think there was a significant... I don't know. I could be wrong. But I think it was a significant day that you would do this. I don't remember it being any day you put the glass out with the egg. It would happen.
Yes.
But I could be wrong, you know. But it seemed to me like... And I was wondering if it was New Year's Eve, New Year's Day, Good Friday, or on Easter. But I know it happened.
Yes, it did.
It definitely did.
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness. Well, I just hope everybody had a wonderful, blessed holidays. And, you know, when we are able to be out of pain, we have a roof over our heads, we have loved ones around us, we have members of our family that are not in danger or in arm's way, like a lot of people that have people all over the world, you know, fighting wars or doing something else, we are blessed. So I'm hoping that all the listeners had a blessed Christmas and that we're all looking forward to leaving 2009 behind and welcoming 2010 with a bang.
Yep.
And with a bang means that, you know, we have to pull our boots up on whatever situations we're in, just lace up our boots and march forward, because we got feet and we got strength. And once there is life, there is what?
Hope.
Thank you. There is hope. Hey. So I am excited about tonight, the last night of the show, and I see we have another caller who wants to join the Labrish at 770-469. I'm going to open up the mic. Just a minute. You're on the air. Welcome to the backyard. This is Margaret.
Hello, Margaret. I'm calling to tell you that the egg phenomenon is done on Good Friday.
Oh, who's this?
This is a listener.
Oh, a listener listening from?
Atlanta.
Oh, welcome, listener from Atlanta. Tell me about the egg.
Okay, the egg phenomenon is done on Good Friday.
Oh, it is Good Friday.
Put it in a glass, put it out in the sun.
Uh-huh.
Whatever the shape appears, that's what will happen to you. It usually looks like a ship or a cake,
A cake? Oh, that means you're going to get married.
Or a coffin. I don't remember any other shape appearing in this glass.
Oh, my gosh.
Well, that's a good reason for me not to go for this one.
Okay, with regard to Ole's night, the usual custom, and I had to call somebody really into these things to get them back up. Ole's night usually is just that you go to church.
And why we call it watch night?
I didn't ask that, but if I remember right, it was looking forward to the year to come. I think that, I'm not sure.
Okay, so we're just watching for the new year then.
Right. On New Year's Day, the custom in Jamaica was usually to have the garden party.
Oh, garden party, yes, yes. Now I remember that. And we used to have the maypole.
The maypole, right.
And maypole, yes, I remember that now.
And Giancarlo.
Giancarlo. Well, Giancarlo or Giancuno?
Giancuno, same thing.
Giancuno. Yes, I know, but I think, didn't that start around Christmas?
Well,
we didn't have Giancuno for Christmas, too.
I remember it being on New Year's Day.
New Year's Day.
Mm-hmm.
Now, question here.
Which part of the island you're from?
You're right.
Question here from the Bronx. Wasn't it the same time that they had a big party at the King's house?
You mean New Year's Day?
Yes. Does anybody remember that?
I remember that.
I remember going to one, but I don't remember if it was New Year's.
It's New Year's Day. I remember that being New Year's Day. The King's house party is New Year's.
Right.
Garden party, and you get really dressed up.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay.
I went to one of those when I was a boy.
Oh, goodness. Well, my listener from Atlanta, I thank you for filling us in on that.
Okay.
And welcome to the Labrish. I don't know if you've been putting up your hands before, but you sound like a new voice. I think I know the voice.
I think I know that voice. I don't know how.
We're familiar with that voice.
I'm not even from Atlanta.
right. Well, I think we know the voice, but the voice wants to be incognito.
Yes,
that's okay, right?
Right. We'll allow her to be that tonight. But thank you for joining the Labrish.
Okay, you're welcome.
And I'm going to close your mic now, but if you want to continue to listen or to cut in on the conversation again, just let us know and you'll be on the air. But I do want to share with you some tidbits that I got from the resolutions of other countries, or they, you know, what they do traditionally in other countries. And it's interesting to find that in Haiti, New Year's Day is a sign of the year to come. Haitians wear new clothing and exchange gifts in the hope that it will bring them good luck for the new year. Now, I don't think we exchange gifts on New Year's in Jamaica. Did we, Le?
No, not unless you didn't give out your gifts at Christmas.
Right. But we have Boxing Day that we always buy. Boxing Day, all your gifts are more or less given out.
Well, let us not forget that Christmas wasn't just Christmas and Christmas. Christmas and Christmas. Christmas Day and what's the other one?
Boxing Day.
Yeah, it extended all the way past
New Year's.
New Year's.
Right. And started before Christmas in Jamaica.
Yes. And if you're doing the rounds, you're likely to be handing out a present as such, you know, on New Year's Day. But that's not the tradition.
Right. Well, apparently in other parts of the world, you know, they actually exchange gifts on New Year's Day. But listen to this. In Spain, when the clock strikes midnight, the Spanish eat 12 grapes, one with every toll, to bring good luck for the 12 months ahead.
That's nice.
But in Peru, they not only eat 12, they eat a 13th grape, and that is the one that will bring them good luck.
Okay.
Interesting. And as they say in Jamaica, the old time, people say, belief kill and belief cure, right?
Well, you know, it's funny that the 13th grape is going to bring you good luck because we think of the 13th as bad luck.
Right, that's what I'm saying. It's what you believe, I guess.
Yeah.
So the people in Peru,
yeah,
that 13 that we think is a bad number is a good number for them. Perhaps they only think so on New Year's Eve, you know, when the bell is tolling.
Yeah.
But do we have the tolling of the bells in Jamaica on at midnight?
I think way back we did, you know. Remember when almost everything, you had church bells ringing, and the bells would have some significance, whatever the occasion was.
Right.
And
if it was a funeral, you would know because you hear the bells tolling.
Tolling.
Yes. But do they toll the bells here? I never hear a bell tolling here in America from I come here. Anybody
come
can
on.
Tell me if
when
bells toll in your part of the, where whatever part, if you're living in the United States and you have a church that rings the bell and you can hear it in the whole neighborhood or perhaps in the whole town, please let me know. Janine, have you ever heard bells tolling here?
Not here, no, not here.
Not something.
Well, let me clarify that. In Brooklyn, when I lived in Brooklyn, there were several churches that tolled bells on Sundays.
Why you say were? They're not doing it now?
Well, a lot of them, you know, see, what happens is you have the bells in a belfry, and it's not easy to maintain the belfry over time. And a lot of churches have either completely dismantled the belfry, and as a result, they stopped chiming the bells.
Well, you would think that with all the new technology, there'd be some way of getting the bells to toll without being acted up there pulling the rope.
No. Don't get me wrong. I don't mean they go up there and pull the ropes. Necessarily. But the belfry is where the bell was. You know, that last steeple
up there. It's the bell house.
Yes.
Okay.
So, but I was in Boston recently, and I heard bells tolling.
Oh, really?
Yes. So, you know, I suppose it still happens in places. In the Bronx here, I can't remember hearing a bell all the time that I've been here.
Well, I cannot remember hearing a bell here either. I can't remember hearing a bell. You know, perhaps I could. I don't remember hearing a bell tolling here in Atlanta. Not
now,
neighborhood
as I'm talking to you, I'm remembering that I listen to a mass every morning on EWTN.
Mm-hmm.
And it's from an actual church out in Long Island.
Mm-hmm.
And there is a bell tolling at a certain point. This is getting kind of religious. At a certain point in a mass, you have bells tolling, right? And this is what happens, and it's a real bell.
Oh, wow.
So,
well, I suppose there still are bells
places.
Are being tolled.
And like you say, some of them might be able to do it electronically.
Uh-huh.
And right straight from a pipe organ. Most pipe organs have chimes.
Or that equipment to sound like bells.
Yes.
I think it's so beautiful, hear it. I think didn't they used to toll it at weddings too?
Oh, yes.
And do you remember this? They used to. I think they used to do it at weddings in the old days.
Yes.
Things, you know, special services
and funerals too.
Yep.
Of course.
But listen to this. In Greece, a special New Year's bread is baked with a coin buried in the dough. Yuck. The first slice is for the Christ child, the second for the father of the household, and the third slice is for the house. If the third slice holds the coin, spring will come early that year.
Okay.
Now, we have the groundhog for that, don't we?
Yeah. I don't know about that groundhog, boy. I mean, that groundhog is one of the craziest traditions that I know.
Well, I think it's a little different from who get if the third slice of the bread holds the coin, you know, to be. That is so up in the air.
Well, do you remember that we had a plant, not we particularly, but in Jamaica, they had a plant that, and most people had these plants on their verandas.
Mm-hmm.
When they put the plant on the veranda, they would put a coin underneath the plant.
Really?
Yes. I can't tell you the name of the plant offhand, but it has to do with good luck, you know.
Oh no, I never heard of that.
Yeah.
Janine, have you heard of that one?
No, this is the first time. But I remember my grandmother putting bread like over the beam of the door.
Uh huh.
They would put like a piece of bread over the beam of the doors for good luck.
No, I don't remember that. Mm-hmm. The only thing I remember about that kind of thing is that you put salt on the broom and turn it upside down if you want somebody to leave your house.
Ouch. Ouch.
Without visitors overstaying their time.
That one I didn't know either.
You never heard of that one?
No.
Hey, have you heard of that one?
I heard of something with a broom, but I never hear of the salt.
You put salt on the broom, turn the broom upside down and put salt on it when you want them to leave.
That's kind of witchy. But the only thing I know is that, for instance, on New Year's Day when everybody's celebrating and you're having, any kind of spirits, it might be rum or it might be wine even, you toss a little bit on the floor.
And they used to burn frankincense and myrrh, too, to bring in the new year. Yeah,
in Jamaica?
Yes, I remember that, too.
I see 770-649 to join the library. So let me open up the mic just a minute here. You're on 469. Hello.
I'm back.
Oh, you're back. Welcome back to the backyard.
The penny in the plant.
All right.
Uh-huh.
Coin under the plant. That's the lucky lily. Which
right, lady. Right, right, right.
Here in the United States.
What is it called?
Diefenbachia.
Yes.
Oh,
you're right, 100%.
But it's Lucky Lily.
Lucky Lily. No, I didn't know that. Janine,
yes.
You didn't know that either. So you see what you can learn by visiting the backyard?
Yes. I just didn't remember that it was the Lucky Lily, but I remember we had it on our veranda.
The frankincense and myrrh is a custom, too. It's
yes.
called like you're burning out your house.
Yes, and
you're
bringing in
the
new year.
You're running out the old spirits.
Spirit. Mm-hmm.
So that the new spirits can come in.
Yes.
Oh. And so old spirits go and new spirits come.
Come in, right.
Isn't that something?
Mm-hmm.
Well, it's funny how all you can learn, even though you might be raised on a different part of the island, are right around the corner from you. Because as everybody know, our culture is so mixed from people from different parts of the world that they brought different things with them. So, you know, one household in one part of the city might be doing something just a little different from a household down the end of the block.
Right.
Although most foreigners think that everybody in Jamaica know everybody else, and we all do the same things. I don't know if any of my listeners have ever had that happen to them by foreigners asking them, I know so-and-so from Jamaica. Do you know them?
Yes.
Has that ever happened to anybody?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
It's just taken for granted. And here we are. Leigh and I grew up in Kingston. Janine, you were in Kingston too, weren't you?
Right, yes. Mm-hmm.
And there are things that you talk about that I had no knowledge about.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And same thing with this penny thing. I don't remember that at all.
Yeah.
Didn't know about the egg in the glass.
Yes.
Isn't that something? So
yes.
I just find all of that very, very interesting, and that is why I enjoy doing this show
so much, and I want to thank all my listeners online, those on the board, and those listening online, those who may come by later to listen to the show and let them know how they are really enlightening the world by sharing their stories. So we hope that, everybody will be more verbal, like our new listener from Atlanta tonight, who is, I think, a first-time. I don't know if she's a first-time caller, but I know she's definitely a first-time participator. Right, Lay? We haven't heard her voice before online with us in the backyard. So I want to, I see I have another Skyper in. So if the Skyper wants to talk to us, just hit one on your telephone. And so I'd like to also welcome the listener from 973. And you might not want to interact with the Labrish, and that's fine. We're just glad that you're here to help us to celebrate the rich culture of Jamaica. And now I want to share another tidbit with you about what happens in Wales. At the first toll of midnight, the back door, this is in Wales now, the back door is opened and then shut to release the old year and lock out all of its bad luck. Then at the 12th stroke of the clock, the front door is opened and the new year is welcomed with all of its luck. It didn't say whether good luck or bad luck, but regardless of its luck, you're welcoming in the new year. I suppose the wish is that it's good luck. Mm-hmm. But it's funny how, you know, every country more or less has something that they do that is important to them or that is the custom. Now, in Sicily, the old Sicilian tradition says good luck will come to those who eat lasagna on New Year's Day, but woe if you dine on macaroni.
That sounds like a slap at the... You know, at one time, I hope no Italians are listening. The Italians from the mainland did not acknowledge the Sicilians as Italians.
Right.
So this could be a slap right there.
Oh my God. For any other noodle will bring bad luck. So if
right,
you're not eating lasagna.
Yeah.
Get it. No macaroni.
That
is so funny. Anyway, I just think it's so interesting to find out what's going on all over the world. But I remember now that in Jamaica, in the old days, everything had to be clean.
Clean, yes.
Could not have one dirty, you should not have, not even 1 foot of a dirty box.
You should have told me.
True.
No.
So warm to you, Lee. You better get to the laundromat fast.
Yeah.
You have one day.
Yeah, all right.
Clean.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Janine, you remember anything particular about that? The
yes,
cleanup
I remember,
process?
I remember that too. And also, you have to have bread. You always have to have bread to start the new year.
I remember that.
Bread must be in the house. Yeah.
But I remember this massive cleanup campaign.
Yes.
Every place had to be dusted. And
yes.
I mean, when it comes to the clothes, you could not have anything except what you were wearing.
Everything had to be in place. Mm-hmm.
Right, and everything have to be scrupulously clean.
True.
Because, you know, I don't know what would happen to you if the new year come and you had a dirty clothes someplace.
I don't know. They said it will follow you for the whole year.
Right. Mm-hmm. Now, in Norway, the Norwegians make rice pudding at New Year's Eve and hide one whole almond within.
Mm-hmm.
Guaranteed wealth goes to the person whose serving holds the lucky almond. I mean, guaranteed. How is that possible? But anyway, that's what they believe. So isn't that interesting? Now, in Japan, the Japanese decorate their homes in tribute to the lucky gods. One tradition consists of a pine straw symbolizing longevity, a bamboo stalk
symbolizing prosperity, and a plum blossom showing nobility. So that is the tradition, or used to be, in Japan. In the United States, the kiss shared at the stroke of midnight in the United States is derived from masked balls that have been common throughout history. As tradition has it, the masks symbolize evil spirits from the old year, and the kiss is the purification into the new year. Now, I wouldn't even think that the kiss is a purification. I suppose it depends on who you're kissing.
That's it.
Now, I know that they had about kissing under the, what's the name of that berry?
The mistletoe.
Christmas. The what?
Mistletoe.
Mistletoe. But I didn't know it. That has nothing to do with the New Year's kiss they're talking about here. And all this information came from Wikipedia, I think I got it from. But I just thought it was really, really interesting to find out what goes on all over. So that brings me now to the tradition of resolutions. That I think that a lot, 90% perhaps of the people who make resolutions just do it as a whim. It's not really serious, because after New Year's, nobody remember about it or even talk about it. A lot of talk on radio and, you know, all the media is focused really on just about New Year's and New Year's resolutions. But I've never heard it mentioned for the rest of the year. Have you?
Well, you would, you know, it depends on when your New Year's is celebrated. It's really a New Year thing to do resolutions, you know.
Right, right.
And even in the church, I always refer to the church. They want you to start the New Year off with, as we would say, a clean heart.
Mm-hmm. Right.
So you have a resolution for that.
Uh-huh.
And the way that works is you do the sacraments.
We won't
go too far into that.
Right.
But it's that's what makes New Year's Day such an important day in the life of the church year. Important such that it is a holiday of obligation.
Oh, so that's how the holy day of obligation comes in.
Yeah.
Excuse me. And is the obligation going to church and making a resolution? Is that what?
Well, you don't go to church and make the resolution. You prepare yourself for going to church.
Ah.
By making the resolution.
I got you.
So it's all one part and parcel of the same thing.
Oh, okay. Do you know what country has the supposedly the biggest, the world's largest fireworks display?
Is it Australia?
Yes. How did you know that?
Well, I live long enough, man.
Australia is one of the first countries in the world to celebrate the New Year.
Yeah.
Because of the time there.
Yeah.
You know, they celebrated before us.
Right.
Yeah, but they have 1.5 million, approximately 1.5 million people that go to the harbor to see this, the world's largest fireworks display.
Right.
Isn't that something?
Chinese New Year, too. They usually have a lot of that.
Right. But somehow, according to this, The Australian, I suppose they mean for the Chinese New Year falls on a different time, right?
Right. Mm-hmm.
Right. But in where the ones that fall on January 1st,
yeah.
Australia
yeah.
have the biggest.
Oh, okay.
As far
the,
in terms
the,
of fireworks
and the,
now.
And the first.
And the first, yeah. The first and the biggest. And, of course, I don't think any other square has as many people watching a ball drop as much as New York. You know, there's a peach drop here in Atlanta, but we don't have, you know, one third of the people that attend the New York one.
Right.
So my famous fan from the Bronx, will you be among the millions?
Not likely.
Have you ever been there?
Yes, I have. I've been there in my youthful days.
Oh, you have.
Yeah. And before the sophisticated ball, you know, now it's a big deal. They had a rehearsal a couple of days ago for the ball. You know, in the times that I went, that I can't remember them having that ball or a ball. I think it was just like the strike of 12, and everybody erupted.
Mm.
You know.
Mm. I see what you mean. Yep.
But it's a big thing in Times Square.
Right. I know. Now in Nassau they have a big Jankuno parade.
Oh.
New Year's Day. Uh huh. And of course. I don't know if they have anything special in Jamaica. I wonder if my Skyper is from, there's another Skyper on the board, if he's Skyping in, they're Skyping in from Jamaica, and know what goes on New Year's Eve or New Year's Day, you know, as something for the whole city. I don't know that there was anything besides in the old colonial days we had the King's House garden party in the old days, right, Leigh?
Yeah.
And that was a special event that people got dressed up to. I don't remember if it was open to the public or you had special
special invitation.
Right.
Different groups, different, you know.
Different associations and clubs and things like that, right?
Right.
I don't think it was a paid thing.
No.
No.
Definitely.
It was free, but I don't think everybody went.
It wasn't open to the public. You had to have an invitation.
Right.
And it was like a big honor, you know.
Right, definitely. And, boy, I remember we used to get so decked out. I mean, in the old days, people, well, I'm sure they're still dressing up in Jamaica, too. But it was, as children growing up, it was such a special time.
Well,
you know, Christmas and New Year's was
to
special
think of
time
it,
in our lives.
You should have a program on the, not a program, but a topic on your blog. Jamaicans can dress, brother. I mean, they know how to dress.
Yes. But, you know, when we did that History Month, you know, that we had fashionable people and people involved in fashion from way back. I remember when I did the Pang Sisters, there was something that
of
them was involved in.
I think.
And I am looking forward to History Month again this year because I just had a ball researching. You know, a lot of the history that was I got from Dr. Joy Lumsden, who I hope is still actively researching. I have been to her site but haven't seen much new material, and I'm hoping that she's all right. I hope she's listening and will be able to give us some new information or some additional information come February, because Jamaica History Month is celebrated at the same time that Black History Month is celebrated here. Were you aware of that, Leigh?
Sort of, yeah.
Yeah, so I am asking any of my listeners that have any historical facts that we can share or they would like to share with us. I know I've been getting quite a few articles that I plan to feature. And I would like to make an announcement now that for January, and this is just an idea, and I'd like to know how my listeners feel about it. You know, remember that our goal is to enlighten, preserve, and celebrate. And I read someplace how a lot of or some of the fruits that we knew as we were growing up. Some of them were common in Kingston and not in other parts of the country, and vice versa, you know, that because of the development and all of the buildings and things that are going up, that a lot of them are becoming extinct. Dr. Joy Lumsden talked about some of the things that are now extinct in some of her pages. But I wanted to do a segment in January on just on the fruits, and you know how some of them could be prepared, how we used to eat them, you know, what people remember about them. So we're going to do fruits in January, and history, the Jamaican history in February. So I am really looking forward to doing the research on that. And as I said, I'd like to mention to our listeners that if they have anything that they'd like to share with the world, even if they don't want to physically speak with us about it, at least they can write it in and send it through the blog, through the website at backyardlabrish.com. Or through the site where you can listen on the radio. There's, you know, you can email me or make a comment. And I want to ask our listeners, if you go by and listen to a show and you like it, you know, there's a little box that you can mark it your favorite. Right now, the show that I don't know if any of our listeners on the board have been to the actual site. I know most people call in. But if you go to the site, you'll see that the most downloaded show is a show that I did with our former First Lady over a year ago, Mrs. Beverly Manley. Her show is downloaded more than any other show that we did. So if you go by and you like a show, you know, you can just mark it your favorite, and that tells us, it gives us a little feel of what we can do more of. So with that said, I want to ask our listeners on the board with an open mic, which is 718-379, and our Skyped-in listener, your mic is still open. So do you have anything, would you like to make a shout-out to anybody for New Year's Eve, which is tomorrow night, in case you've been sleeping?
Are you referring to the man in the Bronx that was sleeping?
Yes.
Well, and tomorrow is New Year's Eve, right?
Right, right. So what do you have planned to do? Are you going to watch night service?
I doubt it seriously. And if I'm awake, I'll watch the falling of the ball. But I'm not going to stay up for it.
Okay, I understand.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Well, I would like to share with our listeners on the board and the rest of the world some of the things that I noticed as I was going through my research that are usually what people make a resolution about. And there was one website that says people would say things like enjoy life more, be healthier, help others, reduce stress, spend more time with family and friends, and get organized. Now, I would just like to make a comment, and that is, the more specific you are about an intention or a resolution, the more clarity. Instead of saying enjoy life more, even to yourself, you should first think, what does enjoy life more mean to me?
Mm-hmm. True.
You know, does it mean having more time to myself? Does it mean, you know, doing something specific or, you know, being involved with something specific? You need to be a little more specific as to what enjoy life more means to you. And with that said, I read an article the other day of, you know, how seems like especially Americans are so involved in other people's lives,
mm-hmm.
like the presidents, you know, the movie stars, what they're doing, what they're not doing, you know, the politicians, what they're doing, what they're not doing. How much time do they spend in thinking about their own lives?
Exactly.
And what could make their lives more enjoyable?
Mm-hmm.
I know people always say, you know, well, if I had more money, I would enjoy life better. But a lot of people think, if you had more money, what would you do with it? And what would make, what would you spend it on that would make your life more enjoyable? They don't have the details. And I don't know if any of my listeners with the mic open want to make a comment on that. But I thought that was very deep because I thought about it. I said, you know, a lot of times we get so busy with thinking about things that are really so vague with no specifics.
Mm-hmm.
You
yeah,
know,
well, you know, I do a program, one of my volunteer programs. And it's it starts off. For instance, if I have a client, I the first thing I ask them is, "What are their goals?"
Mm-hmm.
You know, and if you don't set goals, it's the whole thing is meaningless, and it flows through to what you're saying, that you can go to work every day, you can be making a whole lot of money, and it really is meaningless because you have no goals.
Right, right. You know? All your goals are not specific.
Goals
like, going life more is not a specific goal.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
What does that mean to you? Being healthier, what does that mean to you? In some cases, it means I need to lose some weight. In some cases, it doesn't mean that. It means that I need to pay more attention to getting more rest.
And, you know, that is one of the biggest resolutions that people make.
Right, about health.
Yes.
But they're not specific about it.
Not specific, no. And so, you know, it goes right through the door. For New Year's Day, you say, I'm going to aspire to lose some weight.
Mm-hmm.
And then
some weight. You know
yes.
what I mean? You
yes,
need to be specific because when you start getting specific, you get more clarity as to what you need to stop doing
yeah.
and what you need to do more of.
Right.
If it's just sort of broad and vague,
mm-hmm.
it most times it don't get achieved.
No.
So I would like to encourage, you know, help others. Well, what does that mean? You have to make your mind up that, you know, I'm going to volunteer. I'm going to be a big sister, a big brother. You need to be specific as to what help others mean. I'm going to give 10% of my thing or 5% or $5 or something to a cause. You have to get specific. So whatever your goal is or your intention is for the new year, members of the diaspora, I would like to encourage you to just take the old lady's advice and go within and figure out, make a commitment. When you make a resolution, what it's about, I mean, people make several resolutions and that's fine. But if you can, the more specific you are about what you want to change in your life, I think is the more achievable it becomes, because then you not only have a goal, you can develop steps of getting to your goal. Because if it's a bad habit you want to change, you know, stop smoking, stop overeating, you know, stop being stressed out. It just doesn't happen overnight, or just by saying so doesn't make it happen. You do have to develop a program to get to your goal and then sticking to it.
Right.
And you are going to fall off the wagon sometimes. We all do. But the important thing, if you don't have a pathway that you're going on, you don't know when you're off of it.
Exactly.
You know, but you don't know when you're backsliding.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
You can't just speak it. You have to mean it.
Right. Definitely. Leigh, you wanted to say something?
Well, no, I was just thinking, and I feel guilty about it. I made a specific, very specific resolution regarding a certain diet,
mm-hmm.
and yesterday it went crashing to the floor when I saw a huge piece of bread pudding facing me,
right,
with a scoop of ice cream.
And I
was very weak, so that is going to impact negatively on my program.
Well, at least you know that you have sinned.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. But if you did not have a specific dietary goal, you would know you have sinned.
Well, there's hope, because when it's New Year's Day, I will come up with a resolution that I will not do it again.
All right. Well, you know, I'd always say a little slither of something, if it's a slither, is not going, you're not backsliding a lot. You know, you're just cheating a little.
Yeah, well, that's...
Something is not to make it happen again.
It's a huge piece of bread pudding.
Well,
certainly, it's a good thing it happened before the resolution came into effect. That's the point.
I got you. Mm. Yeah. And one of the resolutions that people have is to spend more time with family and friends.
Right.
And, you know, I want to remind all our listeners that we all have 24 hours in the day. No more or no less.
Mm-hmm.
Queen has the same, the president has the same, and so does the homeless person, 24 hours. We all have that. That is where we are all equal.
Mm-hmm.
Important is how we spend those 24 hours.
Right.
How we spend them. And the frame of mind that we approach everything that we spend our time on. And there are times when it is good to spend some time just doing nothing, you know, just relaxing and letting go of stress.
Yeah, reflecting.
Be always in being involved in something serious. There are time for fun and time, you know, as they say, time to roll and time to fold.
Mm-hmm.
And knowing when to do what is best for you,
right,
is one of the best resolutions that you can make. So again, I want to thank all our listeners for hanging out with us here in the backyard. We hope you'll come often and stay long. We hope you enjoy us just lavishing here each week. And we thank you for your participation, even though you might be silent. And we ask you to share our program with your friends so that we can be, you know, we can leave more living stories. We hope that even though you might not be talking to us tonight and joining the language, the labrish, that eventually you'll feel warm and cozy, and we'll see that you're putting your hand up. If nothing more, just to say, hi, I'm here, and I'm listening. So my two callers with the mic open, would you like to say, have a parting comment?
Yes, I just want to wish everyone the best for the new year, and just to say, take time to smell the flowers, because we never know from day to day what can happen, and always put God in your life and make sure, you know, you are always there and be there for others when they need you, and just hope for the best for the new year, okay?
Thank you so much, Janine, and I want to thank you for your loyalty to the backyard, and thank you for being here, and it's always a pleasure to have you.
Thank you.
And all the best for the new year. I know it's going to be a great one.
Yes, we're looking forward to that.
Great.
Thanks. See you in the new year.
Yes, we're starting out with the fruits, so
yes.
Thinking of all those that you forget.
I know.
All the apples and the different things that we have there. We're going to be lavishing about them next week.
Oh, okay.
All right.
Look forward to.
All right, Mr. Lee from the Bronx.
All I have to say is to everybody, have a happy and healthy, most of all, New Year. And to a lot of people, a prosperous one.
Oh, well, thank you so much. And with that said, I want to know if any of the callers want to do a shout-out to anybody. I see 770-469 has a raised hand. So in a minute, I'm going to open your mic. Your mic is open. Hello?
Hello.
469, you're on.
Okay, I want to say Happy New Year to everyone. Wishing you the best of God's blessings for a healthy, prosperous, and abundant New Year. Set goals within your reach and strive to accomplish them, and you will. Bye now.
Thank you so much. Thank you very much.
Very nice.
Bye. Lee?
No, I just said that was very nice.
Oh, okay.
I am going to say good night.
Oh, well, thank you so much for being our loyal listener in the backyard. We always appreciate having you. And I would like to just thank all of my listeners, those that listen online, those that have downloaded the show. I just want to let you know how much I appreciate you. You know, this was a dream and a passion that I had some time ago. And I went ahead and, you know, went for it. And I've enjoyed every minute of it. It has just, I think I'm just healthier just from doing the show. You know, it has really revitalized me. And it's my pleasure to share all the information I can acquire and find out about the way it used to be when we grew up in Jamaica. Land we love. So with that said, I am going to wish everybody just a wonderful, blessed New Year. And I know that if we set our intentions and we strive towards those intentions, you know, we can achieve them.
Right.
So I wish everyone good health, prosperity, and love. You know, all the world needs, what the world needs now is love. Just love. Love one another. Love the children around you, even those that are not lovable. You know, we have to send them love because, you know, we're all God's children. So with that said, I want to say good night.
Good night.
God bless you all.
And you too. Bye.
Thank you, Janine. Bye-bye.
Bye.